Thanks so much for joining us, and joining us now, Tim Fiore. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, which just issued a report for November manufacturing, and the ISM PMI came in at 58.2, down half a percentage point from the October reading. Tim, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here, Sinclair.
Normally, if we talk about a decline in the PMI, we might say that's a bad thing, but at this level, I don't think so.
No, it's a great number. So just to talk about the PMI, which is the average of the five sub-indexes, it's above the average for the 12 months. It's above the average for calendar year 2017. And it's the fourth highest number that we've had in 12 months. So it's really a good number. And you know, if you get down the next level below that to the five sub-indexes, new orders, production, employment, supplier deliveries, and inventories, it's a high-quality number because it's being driven primarily by a very high rate of new orders at 64 and an increase in the production number to 63.9, which is almost a three-point step up from the prior month. So it's really a high-quality number, as I said. Excellent momentum going into November. And lots of indications from the comments that we received that there's no reason to believe it won't continue.
As you say, very strong numbers across the board, and you almost worry if these numbers, if some of these numbers start to get too high. So a slight decline in the PMI, that's just holding strong and steady, still showing very strong growth characteristics, even with the slight decline. Explain this for me, though. We saw a drop in supplier deliveries, and we also saw an increase in customers' inventories.
Right. So, okay, several months ago on your show, we talked about supplier deliveries impacting the ability to produce. And, for instance, back in September, it was probably the month that we talked about it, we had supplier delivery number 64.4. And what that really means is that suppliers were struggling to deliver. And that was primarily hurricane-driven, as, you know, looking back and as we said back then, a 64.4 put a real constraint on output. During that same month, we had an inventory number of 52.5. So now, 2 months later, we're sitting at a 56.5 supplier delivery number. Still indicates that suppliers are struggling to deliver, but not quite as bad. And that's very consistent with our August supplier delivery number of 57.1. So, and then the other element that makes up the PMI, inventories, it's really raw material inventories. In August, we were at 55.5, and we talked about the fact that we were probably stocking up for Q4 deliveries. And now what's happened is we've brought that 55.5 expansion down to a 47 level contraction. So, and I think what you really have going on here, so at a 47, it's not contributing to the PMI at all. In fact, it's dropping the PMI number. Mm-hmm. So, but I think what you have happening here is suppliers are continuing to struggle somewhat to the point where they're not able to replenish raw material inventories, but they're able to perform well enough to allow the production to really to release at 64. And I think also on the raw material inventory side, we're getting to that period of time where, you know, measurements are finalized. And cash flow and working capital is looked at very closely. You know, we're now at the end of the quarter, and this will be the end of the fourth quarter. You know, people from a cash flow standpoint, they look at accounts receivables, which are going to be up because sales and revenue has been up. They look at payables, which is offsetting receivables, which will probably be up also, which is a good thing. So the big variable is, what do you do about working capital inventories? And I think what you're seeing here is that people are being very careful to make sure that they only receive the raw material inventories that they need for this year, and they worry about January come January.
Have we moved past the supply problems related to the hurricanes, though, completely? Are we past that point?
You know, it feels like it. We said that we would have a three-month problem with deliveries, and you know, I think the 56.5 number indicates that the problem has kind of been cleared up. And we also said back in August that we would probably have a six-month problem with prices. And you can see on the prices side that the index is coming down a little bit, but it's still a 65, which is a strong price expansion environment. There are quite a few comments around chemicals and plastics and products made from plastics. And, you know, we think that those issues will probably continue into next year. You know, I've been doing a back-of-the-napkin survey on hurricane comments, and We started the year, we started right after the hurricane, we had 54% of our comments were hurricane related, and then it moved to 24% last month, and this month is 5%.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't include pricing issues really, but yeah, so it's really, it's behind us, I think.
It sounds as if we could kind of take away from this that business is stabilizing a little bit at pretty high levels, fairly strong heading into the end of the year. But then the question is, what is the outlook for 2018?
Well, that's a great question, because we're now compiling our semi, what we call a semi-annual economic forecast. And it's really a look forward to the next fiscal year, 2018. And we also do a look back compared to, and we compare the actuals against what we said. That report's coming out on the 8th, next Friday. It's got great information in there about production capacity, revenue expansions, employment levels, cost of labor, price issues. And for your listeners, or I'm not sure if we're on Sinclair, but we probably should be, because it's really a good report, and it's well worth the time to study the numbers. But, you know, if you look, you know, we've been running at a 4.5% GDP rate for 2017. And as I said early on in your shows, we started the year saying that we would be north of 4, and the economic community was saying we were 1.7, 1.8. As we closed, either one of them had to move. Either we had to move or the economic community had to move. And what's been happening is, I mean, Q3 was a 3.3 GDP. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Q2 was a 3.1% GDP. So it appears that everything is moving more towards what the supply management women and men have been saying for the last 12 to 14 months. So I think, you know, and I, if you look at our numbers, I would pretty much guess that we kind of lead, which means that 2017 is pretty much over for us. And, you know, we've averaged out at 57.1. I mean, it's a great number.
And, yeah.
And there's no indications that it's going to slow down.
Strong numbers from the ISM Manufacturing Survey, 58.2 for the month of November. And joining us with analysis, Tim Fiore, chair of the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tim, always great info, and we will look forward to getting together with you about the forecast survey on the 8th. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Sinclair.